A Mooloolaba family lost everything in a house fire early Saturday night. Flames were seen coming from near the garage of the property on the corner of Coppabella Crescent and Amarina Avenue at about 5:30 p.m. The occupants and a neighbour tried to extinguish it using a garden hose but were forced to flee when the flames took hold and spread through to the house. Fire crews spent several hours working to extinguish the blaze. The site is now cordoned off until it's deemed safe enough for forensic investigators to examine. Some good news out of Queensland Health. Emergency department wait times are improving overall despite greater demand, while the number of patients receiving elective surgery is on the rise. Australian Patients Association Executive Director Stephen Mason says the increase in ED presentations is due to three factors, including a decline in bulk billing, Queensland's population growth and...
A lot of the patients that are presenting in emergency departments haven't seen a doctor for years, so they haven't had the checkup. They've lived with whatever complaint they've had until it's just become unbearable.
The latest data shows more than 584,000 people presented to Queensland emergency departments in the June quarter, while in the same quarter, Sunshine Coast Health Hospitals had more than 53,804 patients present to emergency departments, which is an increase of 2% compared to the same quarter last year. Another rescue at Glasshouse Mountains on Saturday night has again sparked calls for people to pay for the privilege. Fire and Rescue and SES crews scaled Mount Tibbergargan to assist two free climbers who had become stuck on the eastern side of the mountain. The pair providing live updates on social media while waiting for help. They were eventually brought back down safely. Starring roles from the Lightning's Steph Wood and Kara Konen to help the Diamonds become world netball champions for the 12th time this morning after beating England 61-45 at the Netball World Cup final. And the Sunshine Coast Falcons are celebrating a 14-point win over the Jets in their Round 20 clash at Sunshine Coast Stadium on Saturday. The game was the first in 12 months for Ryan Pappenhausen, who played the first half and contributed 6 points to the Falcons' tally. Our boys will play North Devils this weekend.